Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Wow, and that is the sound of rock cracking. You've got Doc Holliday right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. We're glad to have you new listeners, everyone turning in and tuning in to see what's going on. Well, this week I promised you we're going to have a show. The title of this show is called The Jurassic Park Obamacare Train Wreck. And we're going to talk about what Obamacare is doing to this country, to our economy, and to you individually. So we're going to get there. And it's an important topic, very important for you to understand what's about to go on here in a couple of weeks when the health care exchanges kick in. So we got 10 points, very, very important points. And that's what today's show is going to be about. Before we get there, before we talk about the Obamacare train wreck and compared to the Jurassic Park movie, I have to tell you about Syria. Wow. It was a crazy week last week, but anybody that listened to this show, Doc Holliday's Rock Spitting Politics 3 weeks ago, knows that I talked about it's a Putin world. I said, sadly, it's a Putin world. Now, who has control of this situation? Who has control of this situation? It's not President Barack Obama. It's not the United States of America. I told you about that a couple of weeks ago. And now we're seeing on Fox News, I was listening to none other than Charles Krauthammer. This is what he said just last week. And we're going to listen to him. And then I got to tell you some of the things that are going on about Syria.
Because I think the Russians were playing chess here with a set of rank amateurs, understood that that gaffe gave them the opening they wanted. There are two issues here, chemicals and the retaining in power of Assad and of the Iran-Hezbollah-Assad-Russian axis dominating the region. The Russians clearly immediately saw that this enabled them to achieve their two objectives. Keep Assad in power. After all, if we're going to have all these negotiations, we have to essentially recognize Assad. It's not that Assad has to go. He's the guy who's going to have to provide the protection for any inspectors, locate the sites. He's going to have to be in there. He's going to be a negotiating element in this. He will remain in power, and the Russians are going to have their air base, the naval base, everything that they have. And for the Russians who worry about their own Muslim unrest in the Muslim republics like in Chechnya, the idea of the jihadists in the rebellion in Syria getting all the chemical weapons is a nightmare. So if you remove the weapons and you keep Assad in power, the Russians have achieved everything that Russia wants. Obama has seized this because it's the only way he saves face. That's a high price to pay, but I assure you he will seize that. It will be his policy as of now and as of his speech tomorrow night.
Now that was Charles Krauthammer on Fox News before President Obama spoke to the nation. I do have to tell you that what Charles Krauthammer is talking about is exactly what I was mentioning 3 weeks ago, that it's a Putin world. Putin is playing Barack Obama like a piano. I said that, and this is what you see going on. And Charles Krauthammer helped point that out. What Russia wants, its objectives, is to keep Assad in power so they can keep their air base, their navy, and it's a positioning part of President Putin's plan to keep a control and lock down his control on energy in the entire world. He wants to control that to keep his economy controlled by, he can't let free enterprise control his economy, so he has to do it on his own, reaching out into Syria for Assad. And what does it mean for America to play such role and let Russia lead us like putting a ring through our nose. This is the worst kind of foreign policy. It's fly by the night. It's shoot from the hip. It's the Secretary of State, John Kerry, made a off-the-cuff rhetorical remark. The White House walked away from it. State Department walked away from it. And then the Russians picked up on it. And by golly, the Russians got in control of the ball game. President Obama, like Charles Krauthammer said, is going to have to save face. And I'm telling you, Russia is getting its way. They're playing President Obama like a piano. And they have been. And now it's what we're seeing with this administration for decades and centuries. As long as America stands, people will have to look back and say, this is how you do not do foreign policy. You do not do it on the cuff. You do not do it in weakness. You do not do it when you don't have a game plan and know how to play the international foreign policy chess game. This administration, might as well say checkmate when it comes to their foreign policy. Was it not ridiculous? Was it, if it wasn't so serious and it wasn't so bad for America, it would be a comedy show the way this whole fiasco of Syria and President Obama, the way he's handled it, going to strike and said, no, wait, let Congress get in. Everybody's saying their 2 cents worth. And then the Secretary of State says that we're going to be, he said, incredibly small strike. Boy, that's the way to put fear into your enemies, and an incredibly small strike. He's telling how easy they're going to be on them. And then he made the off-cuff remark, and I believe it was London, and the Russians picked up on it, and they went anyway to Assad. You know, we speculated on the show a couple of weeks ago about some people are even speculating, and I mentioned that. I didn't speculate. I just mentioned on the show. Some people are talking about that Putin himself may have ordered Assad to do the chemical weapons. We don't know. But it has everything to do to help Russia, put Russia in the position of the good guy, getting everything they want, and making America look like we're going to calm this old bad boy down. And when it comes to America having all the military potential and the only superpower in the world, and yet President Putin gets himself and Russia in control of the situation. How did that happen? Well, like Charles Krauthammer said, the Russians were masters in the chess game, playing some amateurs coming out of this White House. So that's the situation in Syria as we record this show, that we have to let our listeners know. I don't know when the Syria situation changes constantly, day by day, but I wanted you to know, because you heard it here first 3 weeks ago, that President Putin is managing himself and finding ways through tough diplomacy to make Russia tell America what to do. It's a sad day. It's a sad day for American interest and American ingenuity and America that wants peace and democracy, because Russia has never stood for that. Has never stood for helping people and freedom. When you go around the world, people know America stands for freedom. At least it used to. Now, what does America stand for? Well, we obviously stand for what Russia wants us to stand for at this point. And that's a sad day. We got to move on the show, because this show is about health care. But I had to touch on the serious situation. We will give you updates. We'll change the show if we need to. Update what's going on with the Syrian situation. Now, healthcare. Let me put on a different hat, switch gears. We're going domestically. What's so important, we're talking about the Jurassic Park Obamacare train wreck. Why do we say that? Well, think about the Jurassic Park movie. They had this brilliant scientists. These brilliant scientists, they put together using eggs and prehistoric eggs and that they supposedly found and put together, raised real dinosaurs, put them out on an island and had electric fences to secure it all, to be like a zoo. And it looked wonderful. And people were thinking, man, this is going to be super and unbelievable. What a thing for the world, a thing of beauty to see these giant dinosaurs living majestically like they did in days gone by. And yet, the movie went bad. As far as the dinosaurs started to get more intelligent, they knocked out the wire, the electrical systems went down, and then all hell broke loose there on the screen when people were devoured, and heroes had some very scary times. What happens with Obamacare? Why is it like Jurassic Park? We got supposedly brilliant people put together a plan to get everybody in America insured. Well, they were required by law to be insured. But these best laid plans are beginning to unravel, and people are in bad trouble. I talked with a person today who was talking about at 77 years of age, he came down with one cancer. He came down with another cancer. It didn't spread, just primary sites. A cancer in the colon, cancer in the lung, and he had another cancer even. And each one of them were treated. At 77 years old, he's 84 now. He said, do you think under Obamacare, I would have been able to receive treatment and be alive? That's the question. Would he have been able to receive treatment? And he knows that over $500 billion was taken out of Medicare to help pay for Obamacare. He says he knows that because he has to pay so much out of his pocket now for Medicare. So we got 10 reasons why this Obamacare is like Jurassic Park and is becoming more and more the train wreck that the one who helped write the law, Senator Baucus out of Montana, he called it a train wreck that's coming up. And that's what we're going to talk about the second half of this show. 10 reasons why. And before we go there, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. We're glad to have new listeners. Tell your friends and neighbors about the show, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, because just like I told you a while ago, you hear things here you won't hear anywhere else. Who else was putting a show called Sadly, It's a Putin World, talking about how Putin was in control of the situation long before the last week came about? So these are insights you won't get anywhere else. We appreciate you listening. And if you like the show, go to the webpage, order the book, Rock Splitting Politics, and give them to your liberal friends. We need to help educate more and more people as the economy, as Obamacare grows like a monster, as it becomes like a vampire to suck the lifeblood out of the young, and they realize they were double-crossed and cheated. Well, we'll get to one of the reasons why Obamacare has done that. So go to the website, order my book, and be sure to tell your friends and neighbors about Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And we have some good friends over at none other than FreedomWorks, freedomworks.org. You can see the picture of Matt Kibbe, the head of FreedomWorks. They are working tirelessly with grassroots organizations like yours. If you're not a part of a grassroots organization that's trying to save America and save freedom in America, go to FreedomWorks and they'll help find an organization in your area. So go there, freedomworks.org. And now we got to get to Obamacare and the train wreck it is like Jurassic Park. Get ready. We're coming up right after this.
to another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Folks, you just entered Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park, the Obamacare train wreck. And let me tell you why. Because one of the number one reasons we've got promises made, and they should be promises kept. And people are talking about defund Obamacare. I'm all for defunding Obamacare. How many Democrats are you going to get for that? Is it going to work? Well, I'll tell you what I am for. Fund Obamacare, but delay it. Fund, but delay. Put it in an escrow account. Do not let anyone spend any money, any government official. Don't let it go toward anything until promises made or promises kept. What kind of promises are we talking about? First off, President of the United States, Barack Obama, said, if you like your health care plan, you can keep it. Is that a promise made? Yes. Is it a promise kept? Well, ask the UPS spouses. 16,000 of them kicked off the health care plan. Hey, how about IBM? A lot of the retirees, they like their plan. IBM helped pay what Medicare wasn't. They had a plan for IBM employees. Guess what? They're dropping them all and giving them some money to buy their own plan off the Obamacare health care exchange in their state. Do you think if they really like their health care plan, you can keep it? That's what President Obama said. Time after time after time, we've got people who are losing their health care plan. Their companies are dropping it. They're kicking them off the plans and saying you have to find something else. Hey, it was Nancy Pelosi who said, we need this health care reform because it will help those who are creative, those who have a hard time finding dental and medical insurance. It makes them more creative, and they don't have to worry about their medical bills, and they have medical insurance. Well, guess what? A lot of the small groups that work to help musicians and other creative writers and people who do things creatively, they are dropping their plans. Obamacare says you can't use these plans anymore. So many of them are losing their health insurance, and they'll have to buy a more expensive policy. And if you're young, it's going to just really, really unload on you. If you're in a young creative stage, guess what? You're going to pay through the nose for your insurance. That is mandated that you get it, that you have it, or you pay a tax. You know, you don't. They may call it a fine. It's no fine. The United States Supreme Court said it's a tax. That's the first thing. We got promises made. There should be promises kept. Do not allow any funding to go into promises made or promises kept. What else can we talk about? President Obama said, if you like your health plan, the only thing that will change is you will spend less on premiums. Did you hear that? President Obama said, if you like your health care plan, the only thing that will change you is that you will spend less on premiums. Anybody in America, or it might be a handful, I don't know of anyone whose premiums have gone down. President Obama said every family might save up to $2,000 a year for lower premiums. I know from my family, that's gone up $2,000 a year from since he said that. More than that. It's gone up more than that. And they say it's going to double next year, possibly. Wow. We have got a commander in thief. A commander in thief from what he said and what's happening to our back pockets. There's two reasons right there. To stop Obamacare and to put it in an escrow and defund it by, well, I say fund it, put it in an escrow account and delay it until promises made or promises kept. Tell me another reason. Well, I sure will, since you ask. Another reason why it should be delayed, because Congress, it was written into the law, an amendment by Senator Grassley from Iowa said, you know, if this is such a good thing, members of Congress and our staff, we should all be on Obamacare. And guess what? They made it the law. But nobody wanted that. So now President President Obama arranged it so the taxpayers will subsidize the Congressional Hill staffers. That's not right. That's not fair. That's Obamacare. All right. Well, another reason. We could talk all day on that. But we got a fourth reason. This is when you force religious institutions to undergo things that are just vehemently opposed to their faith. Let's talk about the Catholic hospitals and the Catholic organizations who are firmly against abortion and any kind of abortificant that the abortion drugs will cause a baby that's growing in a mother's womb to die. We know that the Catholic faith and their faith, they said, we don't want this. And yet they're being forced by this administration to go against everything they've been taught their entire lives about what their beliefs are. And that's what they firmly stand on. And why should government get rid of the First Amendment right of freedom of religion? And that's what Obamacare does. Promises made should be promises kept. And you can talk to many, it's not just the Catholic faith, many other people are undergoing this. The Christians who have Hobby Lobby, a huge nationwide chain store for hobbyists and different things. Well, guess what? They are facing the wrath of the big government breathing down their neck, said, you will take our health care plan or you will be shut down. Basically, that's what they're saying. Another, give you a fifth reason, and then we'll take a break. I got something to talk about. The subsidies that every American that's, you know, from the poverty rate per year up to 400% of the poverty rate will be able to get subsidies. And guess what? Those subsidies are supposed to be monitored by the IRS, but they don't have anything in place to monitor that. So guess what? Tens of millions of Americans will be on the honor system. And if you get a subsidy that could go from $1,000 to $7,000, who wants $7,000 subsidy? I guess you can write it in because there's nothing wrong with telling a fib because nobody's going to check it for the first year. That's what President Obama says. We don't have the manpower to check it. So, you know, you're on the honor system. I don't know about you, but I know we got some crooks in this country. How much can they put their hand in to the subsidy pie, and how much can they pull out for, it boggles my mind. Delay this thing before it ruins our nation. Please, President Obama, please, Congress, you can fund it. Put it in an escrow, but please delay it until it's ready. This program is not ready. And even the laws, as bad as they are being ripped apart and broken by this administration, put it on the honor system for tens of millions of Americans. Unbelievable. It is not ready. Those are five great reasons to fund it, but delay it, put the money in escrow. You need five more? Well, we're going to get there in just a minute. Let me play this for you. Now, that's some theme music from the Jurassic Park, the movie. And as we told you, the brilliant scientist that put together the dinosaur eggs, well, what happened? The dinosaurs started eating people up once they grew up. And this Obamacare is growing like a monster, I told you. And by the way, let me just insert this just for a little note for Doc Holliday, and if you want to see a picture of me and my son as we went down to Jurassic Park ride at Universal Studios in Orlando, they asked us to talk about the ride, and that's been about 4 years ago. They put it up on the internet, so I got a link to the page. If you want to see the Jurassic Park ride from Universal Studios, it's got me, a picture of me and my son back about 4 years ago, and we're going to ride that adventure again coming up soon. But if you want to, just a little byproduct of the show, if you want to see what I said about the Jurassic Park ride several years ago, the link's on the homepage there. And now, talking about Obamacare, it's not just a little egg. It's not when it was passed back in 2010. Here we are busting on the door 2014, 4 years later, and this thing is not ready for prime time. I don't think it ever will be. And I just went over five, or actually there were 6 points about reasons why it should be delayed until promises made or promises kept. The Obamacare train wreck has begun, and let's get some more reasons. And it's like Jurassic Park. I'm telling you, it's turning around to destroy this country. Obamacare, like Jurassic Park, is destroying the people it was meant to help. Why did I say that? Well, let's look just the Affordable Care Act, which is such a misnomer, such just left-wing propaganda. It's not affordable, and it's not accountable. I just told you, they said that President Obama is going to put everybody on the honor system to get subsidies. Is it accountable? No way. Now, but it depends on the only way it'll work is that the 18 to 35-year-olds must pay through the nose and double and triple the premiums they're paying now, maybe 4 or 5 times what they're paying now, to get these people who don't usually get medical insurance to get them on the plans. They're mandated by government. But basically, the money they make, they earn during those 18 to 35 years of age, and some of them still in college, but when they get out and start earning, that's when they pay off their student loans, right? If they made it through college, well, no more, because you'll have to have mandated health insurance, which is going to cost you through the nose if you're 18 to 35 years old. These are the people who voted for Barack Obama not once in 2008, but twice in 2008 and 2012, and they've been double-crossed because this is the greatest generational theft from one generation to another in the history of mankind. Ed Holliday, how can you say that? I can say that because never before has any country racked up a $17 trillion debt to pass on to this generation. And then on top of that, mandating they have to pay insurance for medical insurance. And if they don't, they'll be taxed. It's a little bit at first. It gets bigger and bigger. And basically what it does is it takes money out of the back pockets of the youngest of our population, the youngest working age. And it puts it into the elderly, because the elderly are already robbed of $500 billion out of Medicare. And I told you about that. They're understanding that. And it's costing them more and more money out of their pockets. Where's this money going? It's going to the bureaucracy. It's going to the bureaucracy. It's not efficient. It is pitiful. And the young people have been double-crossed by this administration. They're going to pay through the nose if this thing does not get delayed and defunded eventually. Young people, listen to me. Start the outrage now. March in the streets before this thing steals every incentive you have to work. And that brings us to another point. The unions who helped put Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012 got him reelected, and now they're showing resistance. They pushed for Obamacare because they thought they would get a waiver. They got a waiver for a while, but now they don't like the Obamacare. Many unions. Listen, the AFL-CIO is losing. We know the longshoremen dropped out of the AFL-CIO. Mainly, one of the main reasons, because of the support for the health care bill that hurts their medical plan that they had. So that's another reason. And let me, I told you I'd give you five more, but here's what's happening to your part-time unemployment. It's going through the roof. People are losing full-time employment. It's going into part-time employment. And the unemployment rate looks like it's going down, but we're having fewer people working fewer hours. Is that good for the economy? Do they have more money in their back pockets to spend? No. Would it cost more money for subsidies if you're unemployed? Or, I mean, underemployed as a part-time employee? Yes, the subsidies will increase. So, what does that do? Well, a lot of folks that had a full-time job are now working part-time. Are they happy? No. Did they help re-elect Barack Obama? Many of them did. They helped get him elected. Many of them did. Is it Barack Obama's fault? Well, Congress passed it. Barack Obama signed it into law. But the underemployment, meaning those who are part-time, is going through the roof. And we're seeing more and more companies not only putting people into part-time employment from full-time employment, but I know a situation near my hometown where there's a restaurant that was going to come in, and they said, no, we're not going to build it because we're not going to expand until we know what's going on because of this. We have to put everybody at part-time work. We can't afford the medical insurance the way it's mandated. Wow. And another reason, something else that we touched on it, we talked about the part-time employment, but what happens? We do see that if you are a part-time employed, you'll get higher subsidies. So some people may want to get part-time employed to get the higher subsidies from the government to help pay for medical insurance. And guess what? Well, we already have the lowest job participation rate since 1978 when Jimmy Carter was president. There's fewer people working now as percentage of population than in 1978. Wow. And guess what? If you go from full-time employment to part-time employment, you get more subsidies. You get less productivity per worker. Is that good for America or bad for America? Less productivity. It's bad for America. It will hurt our economy. It will hurt our people. It will hurt everything to do with America. Need another reason? There's reasons. More and more we're finding out because Nancy Pelosi said you have to pass it to know what's in it. We are finding more and more horrible things that is happening because of Obamacare that were not intended consequences. They were unintended consequences, and we are finding them out. And I go back, Doc Holliday saying, get rid of this. And if we can't get defunded now, and I don't believe we have the votes working with Democrats, but work with the Democrats and say, fund it, but delay it, put it in an escrow until promises made or promises kept. Fund it, delay it, put it in escrow until promises made or promises kept. That's Doc Holliday's plan. I'm sticking to it. We've got to make sure America is secure for freedoms for our children and grandchildren. Obamacare is the worst piece of legislation ever to be signed into law in my lifetime, I believe. It's going to affect, it already has affected everybody in America. It's going to get worse, and it will get worse before it gets better. It will not get better unless we get rid of it. And sometimes it takes a massive infection to get somebody in to see the doctor because their life is threatened. And maybe this massive infection of our economy, the Jurassic Park, Obamacare train wreck, disaster, maybe that's what it's going to take to get America to wake up and wake up. We've been doing it here at Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics for several years now. Tune in next week. We're going to continue on. There's going to be some news we have to report out of Syria. There's going to be a lot of things to talk about. Call your congressman. Tell them to fund Obamacare, but delay it in escrow until promises made are promises kept. You're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics because you hear things here you won't hear anywhere else. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.